Alright?
Anyways.
So wait, let me just try to, you know, just try to talk a little bit here about Cherem Kol, so you know where we're coming from. The Shulchan Aruch says in the first Siman in Yoredeya.
This is not in Shavya Nafshe.
This is called Shavya Nafshe.
Oh, it is.
I told you yesterday I would change the title to Cherem Kol.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that because I have Shavya Nafshe.
You have it?
Yeah.
Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's such a thing as a Cherem Kol, and no other Shochet is allowed to come and Shecht. And if he went ahead and he Shechted it, then there's one opinion that says he can't eat from the Shechita. And both the Shach and the Gro want to take a stab at this. Why can't you eat from the Shechita? Let's say we know he's a good Shochet. So he violated the Cherem. Oh, so what did the Shach say? Who remembers? That he's Choshed Al Osadovar. Since he violated the Cherem, we're afraid that maybe he, some hanky-panky, maybe he's Choshed on the veil. The Gaon says that this is Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. Now, we worked very hard to figure out Shavya Nafshi, because some say that Shavya Nafshi means I'm believed for myself more than 180. But here there's no believability here, no credibility. That's not the issue, because this Shochet, who came from, I call it Germanovich, he may be a very upstanding, a fine Jewish Yirei Shemayim. There's no reason to exclude his Shechita.
But he's not the one that the Kahal chose.
Oh, so that becomes what's called a Neder. Yeah. And here's where Rav Soloveitchik goes into a whole analysis, an entire analysis about what's called a Neder, or a hafla shalat tzibur, that the tzibur itself, by virtue of the elected leaders of the tzibur, can accept a shvua in that community. And again, he's not using the Rashbates. The Rashbates says that the community has to yell out amen. You know, they have to say yeah, rah rah rah, sis boom ba. You know, we're all in favor. No. I don't think that the call is necessarily on board, but rather there's something called haflas hatzibur, and that imposes a shvua on every member of the kehila, insofar as that member is part of that tzibur. And it's as if, let's call it virtual reality, halachic reality, that there was haflah of each yachid v'yachid, and that shafts, that generates what's called Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Visur.
And if there's a group of people that don't answer Amen,
they still are coerced. They're bound because of the Ramban in Sof Parshas Bechukosai, and the Ramban says that if you violate a cherem that was instituted by Melech B'Yisrael or Sanhedrin Agdola, then you chayev misa for such a thing. You know, it's the Torah vested an authority, an amazing, amazing authority to go beyond Tayyig Mitzvahs in the Melech B'Yisrael, the Sanhedrin Gdola, to create a cherem with a chiv misa. And that applies even if Ein Hayechidim Onim Amen. So I want you to do me a favor, Yosef, and underline, if you have on page Lamed Vav, the bottom paragraph of Yayin Ramban, just tell me when you're ready for me.
Ready.
So line 4, Hare Mavur Midvarav, I want you to underline these words. Af im ein hayichidim onim amen. That's all I need.
I have them circled.
Oh, you have them circled. Okay, so you didn't need my help over here. But
yesterday.
No, I'm just saying that the whole article, this whole essay that we're studying, it all, how do you say in English, licked. It inheres in those few words. Af im ein hayichidim onim amen. That's about 6 words. I'm just rounding it off to the number 6.
Okay. This is outlived the boundary of the place. In other words, when you move from there.
I don't know, because again, the Ramban is talking about Melech B'Yisrael. That's the whole veld, or Sanhedrin Agdola. We're taking the Ramban a giant step further. I call it the leap of faith, and we're applying it to our Kahal today. And we're saying that the leaders of Al-Kahal today, in whatever the boundaries of that Kahal is, and forever long, are the Melech, so to speak, or the Sanhedrin Agdol of that Kahal. And I told you yesterday that that could have possible implications as far as the state of Israel is concerned, that the state of Israel might have to some extent the authority of a melech, as strange as that sounds. And if you said that in certain places in the, you know, near Tel Aviv, I'm not going to mention you, you know, they would string you up for saying something like that. But at least Rav Soloveitchik, he's not talking about the state of Israel, but he's talking about the representatives of the Kahal and the power to legislate a cherem.
Yeah.
Again, he's not willing to say that you chayv misa for such a thing. So if you take a look at the next to the last line on that page, on the same page, he says, Afagav nistab de lekachi of misa. That far I'm not going to go.
Right.
But the cherem is still superimposed against the will of the people, even if they are not ona ome. And we have another concept that's very, very similar to this concept called a takana, as opposed to a minhag. And we're going to establish, based on the Rambam and Hilchas Chanukah of all places, that Yontif Sheni Shel Golios is not a minhag, but rather it's a takana.
Footnote 63.
And that's footnote 63, excellent. And what we're saying is that don't talk to me about Yontif Sheni in terms of minhagim, and say, well, wait a minute, we can't make a bracha on a minhag. But the answer is that we're not talking about Yontif Sheni as a minhag, we're talking about Yontif Sheni as a takana. And if it has the status of a takana, then it has tokef, it has authoritative rights, and it's binding. And once we accepted the takana, that's it. The takana now, in and of itself, is binding. And anu mechuyovim linog yontif sheni lo mitzad nihu gatzibra lo mitzad etzema takana. Again, the takana depends upon the fact that it's not vetoed and rejected by the people. But assuming the people accept that takana, then we have a new status called takana. What do you see in Beitza? Shemavarch. Oh, and the Gemara Beitza says that you make a brach on Yontif Sheni, hoil the hu takana, that's how the Ran interprets the Gemara, velogak minog bi'alma. So you have something called a takana.
Yeah.
Again, it's a little bit tricky, I'll tell you why, and I mentioned this at the end of Shiel yesterday, that you get the impression here that the Rav is kind of equating cherem and takana. I mean, the whole presentation is all about cherem.
Absolutely.
And then he, at least in the footnote, again, I don't know what's the Rav and what's the footnote, if you know what I mean. But the Bala footnote, if we can call him that, he seems to imply that there's an equation here between cherem and takana. Because if you look at the paragraph here on Lamed Zayin that starts with the words of Me'ein Zeh, he seems to try to generate an analogy here that he says takanos are also similar to a cherem, and the reason for that is because a takana, once you get the agreement of the tzibur or rov hatzibur, so rov hatzibur says, yeah, we're on board, you know, bishul akum, we're okay, we're going to take that takana and we'll accept it. And once that happens,
everybody else is on board too.
And that takana now is binding. So we fill the tnai, so to speak, getting everybody on board, or most people on board. Now we're ready for the takana itself. And the mechayev now is the takana, the very essence of the takana. And if we say me'ein zeh, if we go back to the first two words in the paragraph, Mein Zeh, it sounds like he's hooking up Takanos Chazal with Cherem.
Right.
In both cases, you know, once you fulfill the condition that the Tzibur did not veto it, they didn't find it repulsive, so they accepted it. At that point, it becomes binding. And that's the Takan itself, and then the cherem itself. Hu adin, look at the last line in this paragraph, the last line and a half. He says, Hu adin ami yeshlomi l'gabi cherem. sounds like he's equating cherem with takana.
Yes, that's an impossible situation.
I know, that's impossible. I'm just saying, you're right, Alan, but for pedagogical purposes, I'm reading the text with you, and I'm telling you, vashteta, and it's impossible. He's saying, hu adin nami yeshlam agabi cherem, that the cherem is compulsory, and every individual member of the kohol has to accept that cherem and has a tokef, and he calls it aflas atzibra, as we discussed earlier, and that's similar to takana, because once the takana is up and running, and we got the go-ahead, and we got the consent to the rosh atzibra, now the takana itself is mechayev, and in cherem also, the cherem itself is mechayev. And we don't need each person to come forward. In any Takanas Chazal, we don't need Yankel and Beryl and Reuven and Shimon and Levi to come forward and say, yeah, we like that Takan. Again, the Tzibur as a Tzibur, insofar as the Chachmei HaTzibur, the Chachmei HaTzibur are representing the Tzibur. So the Tzibur has the veto power. But once that veto power has not been exercised, and the Tzibur accepted the Takana, the Takana in and of itself is Machayev. And this, you know, Alan, you asked me about different generations. I told you about Rabbeinu Gershon and so forth and so on. But let's assume, for argument's sake, that the Takana and the Cherem in both cases was extended for two generations. I'm just throwing out a number. When we get to the second generation already, I'm not going to ask anybody whether they're on board. You can get a petition. We'll sign a petition. Today they have petitions, right? That's very common. So we'll get a petition and tie the takana. We object to this cherem, and we're going to get every last citizen that's alive on the face of the globe signed on that petition. It would not be meaningful at all. Why? Because in the first generation, we've already accepted the takana. Yeah. So we had one shot at exercising veto power. But now it was Rov HaTziv Yichol Lamud Bo, that gives Gishpanka. Now the Cherem is off and running. The takana is Machayev. And now, as he says, we don't need anybody's agreement. Why? Because the Tzibur has the power to create this Haflas HaTzibur, and every member of the Tzibur is committed to observe and fulfill this Takana by virtue of that Hafla of this Shvuah. And he seems to be saying that Takana is like Cherem, and Cherem is like Takana. You see those words, Hu Adin Nami Yeshlam Legabi Cherem. So he's deriving conclusions from Takana to Cherem. Mm-hmm. This is impossible. Why? Because if you take a look at the second line from the top, he says, Shapir chala cherem min haTorah. It's a doraisa. Now, if you're going to tell me that takana is doraisa, you've just neutralized every fundamental distinction that we've made in halacha. I mean, again, it could be, you know, the Rambam's famous shita that every drabbana comes under lo sasa. You know, we can talk about that from now until we get blue in the face. But fundamentally, they're drabbanas and they're doraisas. So let's say, for example, I had a shochet who comes into town. I'm not sure, you know, he's from a different town, he's from this town, he claims that he was an old citizen of this town, but he moved on a temporary basis, he had to go to Silver Spring for a month or two, and he came back. So we don't know, is he included in the cherem, is he not included in the cherem? So can we eat from his shechita? So the Rav is going to say, Sofik Doraisa L'chumra, because on the tzad that the cherem applies in this case, you're violating an Issa Torah.
He's not allowed to chef. It's not a matter of whether you can eat his shechita. He's not allowed to do shechita.
Well, he claims he's an old time, he's a vatik of this city. Yeah, you know, he claims he made aliyah, you know, 50 years ago, and never, you know, for financial reasons, he had to get up and leave, and he settled in Baltimore, Maryland, the Chesvus, and now he came back in Aliyah, so he's not included in the Cherem, I don't know. Uh-huh. But I want to know if I can eat from the meat, because I don't know if he's included in the Cherem or not. Is the Rav, I think, would say, if he was here sitting in the room, he'd say, Sofik Doraisa L'chumra. We're talking about Cherem is Doraisa, no? Okay. But I would never say that about Takanas Chachamim. If I didn't know if this was Bishal Akam or not, is Sofik Drabbana L'kula? I mean, you can't break down the distinctions between Doraisas and Drabbanas and say that every Takana has the status of a Cherem. That's not the intention here. Right now, I'm not willing to. There's certain things I can't. Yeah, I can't tolerate.
And even if we say that the takana supersedes the getter of time, but now we're talking now about what it supersedes the getter of place in town A. That is Shavya Nafshe. But now you go
to Cherem.
Yeah, the Cherem. You cannot eat from this Merzah Shchita. The Shachet moves to town B, and now you move to town B. In town B, they say he's the only good Shachet that they'll accept the Shchita from. What right. do you do? Are you still bound by the Shchita?
No, I don't think so. I think the Cherem only applies in that location.
What it does, it makes an impossible situation where it's both Osir and Mutter or at the same time, depending on where you happen to be standing at the time.
Yeah, that's true even for, since we mentioned Yom Tov She'eni Shel Golias, Yom Tov She'eni is very odd, because if I'm standing in Yerushalayim, I don't have Yom Tov She'eni. And it could even be that if I'm from Silver Spring, I don't have Yom Tov She'eni in Yerushalayim. That's a gigantic plugto. Mm-hmm. You know, they say in the name of the Alter Rebbe, you know, the Baal HaTanya, that he said it can't be that two people are walking down the same street.
For one of them it's Yom Tov.
No, I don't know if he ever said it or he didn't say it, but certainly if he didn't say it, that's what the Chacham Tzvi said many centuries earlier.
Yeah.
And you should know that the Reb Chaim Brisker held like the Chacham Tzvi.
Yeah, which makes a lot.
But you can't publicize this because today. I taught for the Chutznikim, you know, for Chveis 20 years. I don't know, probably a lot more than that. And they were trying to do away with Yontu. I mean, what they said was, oh, I have an apartment here, and they quote Rav Yoshev. I mean, I hear all these things. I don't know what's true and what's not true. I don't know who said what. One thing I do know is true. Rav Avadi Yosef would say, if he got this Shiloh, because I had a Talmud who went, and he said to him, if you found a nice girl, would you be willing to stay here? Because the Gemara says it depends on whether it's Daitolasa or ain't Daitolasa. So, if the Talmud said that if I found a nice girl here, I would settle here, then he would say, forget about Yom Tov She'eni. But my Talmud said that even if I found a nice girl, I'm going back to Brooklyn. You know, I'm going back to Ocean Parkway, you know. So then Rav Avadi Yosef would say to him, and this is what he said to him, let me describe this girl that I have in mind for you. Until finally the guy would break down and he would say, okay, Rebbe, I would stay here. He says, all right, no Yom Tov She'eni.
Yeah, but now he's bound by the Hanhaga of Yerushalayim. But he does, Lamaisa, go back later on. Now, what is he going to do on Yom Tov She'eni? The last day of Yom Tov, which is either Chol or it's...
So again, you know, this has to do with the Mishnah in Pesachim about Mokum Shenagu and so forth and so on. It could be even an Israeli who is Israeli as apple pie. If he goes to Chutz Laaretz, he has to observe Yom Tov She'eni. I mean, I don't know. You have to know the laws, you know. It could be Befar Hesia and Abitzina. It could be Tefillah, you know. He puts on Tefillah at home, you know. But he comes with the strap, you know, the thing on it.
And which Shemot Esrei is that?
And which Shemot Esrei, yeah. Well, he davened Shemot Esrei at home, but now he comes to Shul. And they're davening Yom Tov She'eni. So what he does is he fakes it out.
Right.
But if he doesn't want to fake it out, maybe he could daven a Tefillas Nedava, and maybe we get a Kiyum Tzibur, because until now he davened Yechitz. I don't know. There's a zillion questions.
I have a question about the article.
Yeah.
So at the bottom of Lamed Vav, it says that Melech O Sanhedri Gedola.
Right.
And I assume that means what he said, Al Kolam Yisrael Al Yedei Melech O Sanhedri Gedola. And then on Lamed Zayin at the top, he talks about Manhigei HaKahal, even for Ir Achat.
Right. In other words, the Rav is saying like this. The Ramban is talking about Melech B'Yisrael, Sanhedrin Agedola.
Right.
Rav Soloveitchik wants to build on this Ramban, and he wants to say the following. Who is the Melech B'Yisrael? Who is the Sanhedrin? What authority do they have? The answer is they are the duly elected leaders that represent the Kahal, the clans. Today we don't have a Melech. Today we don't have a Sanhedrin. So it goes back to the Kahal. Now, when we go back to the Kahal, how are we going to get this Cherem up and running? And the answer is, we're going to elect our leaders who represent the Kahal, and they can impose the Cherem on the members of the Kahal.
Yeah, but,
and then the Rav adds another curveball, and he says that's called a Haflas HaTzibur. And that's what the Gon means when he says Shavya Nafshi. The Gon doesn't spell this out. You know, Shavya Nafshi can mean one of two things. Shavya Nafshi could mean it's Midin Adam Nemo Atzmo, or it could be Midin Neder. It must be that the Gon is operating Midin Neder, because in the case of Shochet and Kabbalah Sakol of the Cherem, you can't talk about Adam Nemo Atzmo. My uncle came from Germanovich, the example I gave you yesterday. He has a longer button payas. I know he's going to do the best Shechita in the world. He can do Shechita better than the local Shochet. So I'm going to tell you that I don't trust him, and I think he's doing agromo or whatever, exactly. Shehiya, whatever the psulei shechita is. No. I don't believe that for one moment. The answer is it's a din and call, and it's a din manhige call, and it's a din in shvuah, and it's a din in shavya nafshi b'toras haflah. And again, you might ask, well, the whole Yisod of Haflah in Parshas Matos Zoli Haflah's Peh. I didn't say a word. I didn't even answer Amen. Instead of answering Amen when they got up and made that cross, I yelled out, boo!
It's irrelevant.
Because we're dealing with Haflah's Hatzibur. This is an amazing... But let's go on. I mean, this is where we were holding yesterday. I was hoping that today we would make a little bit progress, if you'll allow me to do this.
One leap of faith that they took. They could have said, there is no din of melech because there's no melech now.
Right.
But instead what they did is they said, you're right, there's no din melech, but we made every little area a mini melech.
Right. Well, again, the leaders of the Kohol are all, they have a din of malchus.
Yeah, that's right. But they took all the powers of the melech, but they put it only for a very limited area.
So let's just go on a little bit, so I can feel more comfortable. Yeah.
Could Rav Berzon translate Haflas HaTzibur into English?
Haflas HaTzibur means there is a communal oath.
Oath,
O-A-T-H, a communal oath. And it's binding upon everyone in the community, compulsory, even if they yell boo, as we said before. V'nir lahavi od raya, shelakash shecherem lo tzarech kabbalas hatzibur. That the cherem, like a takana, once it's up and running, is compulsory, and the members of the tzibur have no veto power. Dokaimulam b'shulchan aruch, the cherem ei tzibur, ein tzarech hatoras chacham. Ela hatzibur matiron liatzmon. So I'm just going to read the paragraph, and then we'll try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. He says, "Lechoret tzarech iyun da hamavua bechagiga, de midechsiv lo yachol dvar yifinu hu enim ochal acherim mochelo." That means the bala neder or the bala shvua cannot be matir his own neder or shvua. He must go to acherim. In kein hefi ochal atzibur lahatir cherem liatzmon maishno mishar neder o shvua. So I'm going to try to take a stab at this from both sides. It's true, eino do matir atzmo. You can't be matir your own neder. Hu eini matir acherem matir. But in the case of a tzibur, that's totally different. Why? Because I'm not being matir my own shvua. This shvua belongs to the tzibur. Its entire authority, its tokef, its binding nature is the tzibur. It's not me. I didn't take this shvua. And even if I was the leader of the community, I didn't take that shvua. I was functioning on behalf as a representative of the entire tzibur. Let's see what the Rav says. Ulam im nomer shecherem atzibur yochel lochel afilu b'li kabbalas atzibur daflos manhige hakol necheves kaflos yochid kol yochid yochid yeshlomar shapir shapir manya toras atzibur li atzvon. Why? Ti ulam lo be'inon. The ulai, excuse me, lo be'inan acherim mochlim lo. We're on the next page. Elahecha the ika acherim. Whoa! You see, he's throwing a technical foul over here. He says, "Yeah, you need acherim mochlim, but that's only if there are acherim. But if there are no acherim, then a person can be matir his own shvua." Again, that's a gigantic leap of faith. There is no one else. Afilu tzibur katan she'eino rov Yisrael, even though it's a small community. Ubechai gavna de lekachirim areya no der o anish by yochala hatir li atzmo.
Wow.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
All
right, let's
put down. A gigantic footnote.
Yeah, all right. So maybe we'll, but not today. This is towards the end of my day. I know for you guys it's early today, but I don't want to tell you what time I woke up today. Anyway, so let's fast forward to page Lamentes, and we'll see. Maybe we'll get a fresh new spark of energy. He says, "Nechleku achronim the bir psaka shulchan aruch shem hitilu kol cherim shul yishchod el tabach yadu v'shachar achas shchitosa das hashah v'shchitosa asurim yishum d'dami lechoshed liyosa dober v'ilu agros over the also yishum d'shavi anafshchatif ed yisur d'al yidei cherim kol choshed hiu kol yochid v'yochim atzibur kibel al atzmo b'neder b'shvur whatever it might be shalo lechol el mishchitas hatabach hayadu v'nira." This is beautiful. Why don't we just check out the Shechita? If the Shach is right, and the Chirim was an Isur that we don't trust the Shochet,
he's Choshed,
then why not just check it out? It's like, I'll give you an example. We have something called a katan sheshochet the gadol omed al gav. So we can't trust the katan. He's not going to tell me whether the shechita is valid, but we'll trust the gadol omed al gav here too. Maybe we could check out this shochet. That's what the shuv is about. If you know anyone with the last name shuv, it's quite a popular name. Shuv is shochet ubodek, right? So we'll be bodek him. What he says, b'dikas asakir. Have you ever seen the Bedikas HaSakir? It's kedai to see it. You know, take a trip. I saw it in Hungary, actually. I was in Budapest. And the Rav of the community had the Shochet stand in front of him with the Chalav. And the Rav was bodek the knife. I mean, with his fingernail. Some actually do the Bedika with a tongue. Terrible. But anyway, he did a Bedika with his thumb. And if you get any sort of glitch, at any point, the knife is possible.
Right.
And I saw the look on the eye of the shochet. He was standing there, you know, in trepidation.
But you can't tell from the knife whether it's dress-up,
correct.
You know,
we're gonna need other vedikos as well. But there are various vedikos. First, we'll start with vedikas asakim, and then he goes on to say that mumar ochel nevel seteyavon. Wow, this is amazing. So you're talking about a person who eats nevela. And he shechts an animal. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Beis, and this is shocking to us, that Yisrael bodek asakim v'nosein lo umutu lechol mishchitosa. Again, we're talking about a mumar who's an expert shochet, but he just eats nevela. That's his only problem, right? He only has a minor problem. He loves nevela. And we're going to let him shecht the animal. Why? Because we're bodek asakim. You're going to tell me that this is Shochet that came from the next town over. We're afraid that maybe he's Choshed. He shouldn't be more Choshed than a Mumer who eats Nevela.
Right. A known Mumer.
So therefore, Bedika Sakin should be meaningful. But if you're like the Gaon, that Shavi Anafshi, we accept it upon ourselves that any Shechita coming from a different place is considered Avera of the Cherim, and we won't eat from the Shechita. That's the Shvuah that we accepted upon ourselves. So clarification that the Shechita was on the up and up is not going to change a thing. That's number one. V'nira nafkamina od, furthermore. Again, I thought the simplest nafkamina here, I don't know if he skipped it or what, would be if, let's say, I know that this Shochet is reliable. He's my uncle, and I've been eating from his Shechita for the last 50 years. Satra Shechita. So why wouldn't that be an afkamina? Okay, I don't know. The od afkamina od lehecha she'over al acherim b'shogeg. Now I'm not sure exactly who the shogeg was. You know, I'm assuming it's the shochet himself.
They thought that he was included.
I don't know. Maybe the shochet wasn't aware of the acherim or something. He came from Yenisburg. I'm not sure. He says, "Lefi tamashach mistamish ein lesser shchitim shogag v'lo yada me'achirim chaygavna lo choshin." Oh, So I think he's talking about the Shochet. I'm not positive. That the Shochet was unaware of the Cherem, or whatever the case may be, and he went ahead and he shechted. He's not considered Choshet because he was a Shochet. He just simply didn't know that the Cherem. And that's exactly what it says in the Taz. But if we're going with the Gaon, and the Gaon is activating the principle of Shavyeh, is Mustabed Shchitaso Asura, even in case of Shochet. Why? Because forget about Choshet, I mean, we're not questioning the validity of the Shchita. The Kashrus of the Shchita is fine.
The Cherem is still standing.
Right, he violated the Cherem. And the Cherem was that we take it upon ourselves, we will not eat the meat of any other Shochet from the outside. The Ayin B'Shach Shekosav to me Divrei Arosh Rabbeinu Yerucham Mashma the Af below Cherem Shchitaso Asura Kedush Hakol Poslu Shchitas Hakol. We'd have to look up the Shach. I'm just going to give you a knee jerk reaction here. What's going on? We've been talking about, and that was the Shulchan Aruch, an official Cherem. It was notarized. It was an official cherem by the leaders of the kol. But what happens in a case where they didn't have a formal process or procedure of the cherem of the kol, of the leaders of the kol, but rather the kol poslu shchitas hakol. That the kol itself made a decision without an official cherem not to accept anyone's shchita, except for the shchita of those who we know and are on the up and up.
The approved list.
Finirin, lo shaych lomar hachi elufi svaras hashach. Interesting, I was going to say just the opposite. Okay, let's see what he says. Elu l'fis faras hashach, the shchitaso asur nishum d'vuchosh shalos l'kol shokhei shalom v'das hakol v'yuchosh. As if we're knowing, we took upon ourselves a grassroots spontaneous minhag that we won't trust any other shokhei, so that could apply even without a cherem, we don't trust his shchit. And that's called in the Shach's language that he's choshed l'yosagdom. But with these far as Hagra, that this new din of Haflas HaTzibur, he says, "Mistabel Oshayach Ella Al Yedei Cherem." We need a formal, procedural, legal, with a sign and a sealed call. It's like reminds me. I don't know if it's true to this day, but I remember in Tinek, if you wanted to go collecting money, you had to have an official sign from the Vad or Abonim of Bergen County or whatever it's called.
RCPC.
So you need an official cherem, according to the Gaon. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the cherem, just one second, is going to be compulsory, imposed upon every yachid v'yachid me'atzibur, even if they didn't want the cherem. And that only applies, that kind of authority, that kind of power or high level. Cherem, high level Isur could only be a result of a cherem. So let me just think for a second. I don't get one thing over here. If the kol decides that they don't trust anybody, even if there's no cherem, that should certainly be Shavya Nafshe. Just one second. Shavya Nafshe. Maybe what the Rav means, I have to read over the text if I can push this into the language. Is that for that those Yankel Berels who refused to accept the cherem, or for example, in the case of a grassroots spontaneous acceptance upon in that particular call that we won't trust anybody but our own local shochtim, there were a couple of Yankel Berels that refused and they said we're not on board with this. Here's an afkamina between a cherem and what we call the kol poslu. Mm-hmm. If it's kol poslu without cherem. So Yankel Berel has a right to say, I was never on board. I never was so, such a highfalutin guy, a feinschmecker that I'm not going to trust any other shochetim. So there's no Shavya Nafshi. He never was part of that. There's nothing to be mechayev him. There's no framework, a mezgeret to be mechayev. But if there was a formal cherem, then that's Shavya Nafshi, even against the will of the individuals. Od Kosev B'Shulchan Aruch, we're on page Mem here. HaShochet B'Fnei Edim, Behema li ovde kochavim. Ukshebo Yisrael likno simenu omer lo tiknem imenu kilo shachte eno nema. So the shochet clearly slaughtered the animal. There are two Eidim that testified that this Yankel, who's the local shochet, he shechted the animal. Then Yisrael comes along and he wants to buy the meat, and Yankel himself, the shochet, denies that he ever shechted the animal. Lo shachtia. Correct.
Does that mean that he killed it, but he didn't do shechita proper?
I don't know. He wasn't involved with it. Yeah, I think he's saying I'm not involved. You know, you want to find out who shechted it? Go do a Sherlock Holmes and figure out who shechted it. But I didn't shecht it. Don't rely on the shechita. I didn't shecht it. But the only thing is that the two Eidim that testify that he did shecht it. So therefore you're allowed to eat the meat. But he himself, the shochet, can't eat the meat because Shavya Nafshi, he by his own admission, he didn't shecht the animal.
Well, if he didn't shecht it, then someone else must have shechted it.
Okay, so he'd have to check it out if he comes, you know, if he finds out that somebody else shechted it and that person was reliable. But in the absence of any knowledge, because again, it was shechted for an akum, so that who says we have to be so makbid about the shechita for selling it to John Paul Jones in any event?
That's what I thought of.
The ayin b'mishlo emel chilchus ishus shenestapek b'imahani din shav yanafshka ticha di sura af keneged shnei edim. Oh, this is nice. This is so typical of the mishlo emel. He was great. So let me just see if I can analyze this. If you're going to say that, what? It's me din neder. No, I don't see it. If it's me din adam neman alatzmo, so even if it's against two adim, I'm neman alatzmo. So then for sure it should apply. If it's me din neder, oh, let's think. If it's me din neder, so then since the two adim are saying what? That it's not true. So therefore, I have a right to say that it's like nidrei tos. Maybe that's what he means, nidrei tos. Let's see. He says v'nira, oh v'ochiach midivrei Rashba b'tshuva zu. Oh, that's the tshuva that we had in the first paragraph here. V'shapir mahani af keneged shnei edim. All right, so I would say it's adam neder alatz. Well, let's see if neder comes into play. V'nira sheikra sofik toli b'shela na b'geder. Fine. Imu mitam. Oh, this is the punchline. Imu mitam neder. Ooh, mistaber de mahani af b'mokum shnei edim. Aval imu midin nemonis yeshlam de eno dem neman legabe atzmo el heichad leka birur acher. But if there's a birur acher, then it's... I mean, to me, this is a little gekvetched. I mean, he's trying to justify the Mishnah Melech wavering, vacillating back and forth about this issue. I would have said that Miman of Shach, Shavya should apply over here. Because Adam Nemo Alatzvo, even against two Eidim, he's saying that no, Adam Nemo Alatzvo doesn't apply unless there's no Biru. I don't know. I don't know why that's so. I mean, I always thought that Shavya Nafshi is like a... Are you gentlemen familiar with the word phenomenology? Yeah. It's phenomenological, meaning it's in my conscious mind. It's based on Descartes, if you know about Cartesian philosophy. I mean, who cares whether you have a beer or not? I know it's usur. You can't change my perception of the truth. But he's saying no, that if there's a beer, then you don't apply the principle of Adam Neman Alatzma. I find that a little bit tenuous.
Oh, Pirur is higher than the, that's a chazaka that Adam Neman al Atzmo, but you don't accept the chazaka when you have a Pirur for.
No, again, Adam Neman al Atzmo to me means that truth is subjective. If I know it's true, you can't convince me with all the evidence of the world. I know it's true. If Avraham Avinu knows that there's no belief in there's no, no nothing valid to idols, yeah. You could have the testimony of every single person on the face of the earth. But other nemalatzmo, I'm not interested in birurim. You could be mavad the way you want. I know what the truth is, and if I know the truth, then I know the truth, and that's mechayev me. But again, the Rav is not learning like that. The Rav is learning in one side of the Mishnah Lamelech, if we assume that Shavi and Afshi is based on the Adam Nemel Atzmo, then B'makom Birur, there's no Adam Nemel Atzmo, because we have a clear Birur. What is the footnote here? Kach be sefer mishpat stoker who v'ksav v'tischei tshu v'zarichus chayitzach in loshen gvor eldem nemel atzvo yosem imeyish. Oh, that's a little bit like what I was saying. Mashpa shenem an afu mokom shnei eidim kibo das bal din de bahani b'momen af kinegin shnei eidim. So chlom das asol v'dolam mirin shavi anafshi b'engin shnei eidim af nem shavi anafshi minem kol mokom ein lo nem monis gmura. All right, he's sort of what's the word, obfuscating the question. But clearly, if it's a nidin neder, then who cares about birurim? You know, I took upon myself a neder. Yeah, I can create a brand new isur. I mean, this kikar on this table is heter. Nobody questions it. I'll admit that it's heter, but I took it upon myself as an isur. Shochet shehed olav eid echad. How are we doing? Another 5 minutes?
No.
No, 2 minutes?
Half a minute.
5 seconds? Shochet shehed olav eid echad, sheshachat shelo kahogen. So we have one eid, v'hu makhisho. So the shochet says, I did a perfectly good shechita.
Oh, he's makhish himself.
No.
Only he himself is makhish.
No, somebody supervised the shechita. He said, this is a bad shechita. And the shochet said, no, I did a perfectly good shechita.
Oh, I see.
So eid echad bakosh olav klum va'eid atzma muta lechol mikan olav bo. Oh, that's a pella. In other words, since eid echad bakosh olav klum, so we believe the shochet, then even this person who testified that the shechita was no good, he's allowed to eat from the meat. What happened to Shavi Anafshe? Ubir ashach b'shei marik di osa shechita atzma sura leha eid. Oh,
that's different. That's Shavi Anafshe.
He can still rely on this shochet from now on. The Shavi Anafshi was only on this
shechita,
but from now on he can trust it. So let's just think. If you hold that it's midin neder, I don't know. I don't understand. Shavi Anafshi should be mikano lahaba. No, what is this?
It was only on this shechita.
The shochet could do tshuva. Maybe the shochet did tshuva. Oh, it's a tshuva.
Why would we say that the shochet is no gerbedover? Why do we accept his testimony?
That's called biyada. Biyada means that if I'm doing an action, like my wife tells me she went to mikvah, right?
Yeah.
Or she tells me she was mafresh trumas and maisers. So we believe her. Yeah.